Lindsay. I don't know if you...
Hey guys, good afternoon. Today is Thursday, March 15th, 2022. This is the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin, and we are a Youngstown studio production. We're going to have our guest join us in just a minute, but I wanted to let you guys know on our Youngstown studio page, I posted a bunch of little mini sports updates focused basically on certain topics. So we have one on there on Major League Baseball since the lockout just ended. I'll have a Cleveland Guardians preview for you on there. I have a March Madness one with mainly focused on Ohio State and the Buckeyes and their tournament opponent Loyola of Chicago on Friday. And I'll have a Cleveland Cavaliers update on there as well for you. I have not posted an NFL one right now because those are constantly in flux. J.C. Treader, I saw, just got released. The Browns, well, it's a touchy subject, but apparently they're meeting with Deshaun Watson right now. So we'll talk about all that stuff at a later time once it's kind of finalized. But I want to welcome in our guest. She is a sports reporter and journalist for WKBN and WYTV right here in Youngstown. It's Dani Podlaski. Dani, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your backstory, where you're from. Like you had mentioned to me, you're kind of from all over the place.
Like, do you have an hour for me to... So I'm originally from northern New Jersey, about 35 miles from New York City. This career has kind of taken me literally everywhere, like every climate you can imagine. I actually moved here from California, but I've lived in beautiful North Dakota.
Okay.
So I've kind of been everywhere.
Okay. But, do you have a favorite part so far?
I mean, California was awesome, but it was just so expensive to live there.
Sure.
So far from
what part of California?
I lived in Santa Clara, so the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't San Francisco is like, or the area is one of the most expensive places in the country.
Yeah, it was insane. Even gas, like I can't even imagine what it's like there now.
Oh, gosh.
But I went to college in Ohio, so happy to be back here.
And you said you're an OU Bobcat.
I am,
okay.
Yes.
But you also recently engaged, and
yes.
Your fiance you mentioned was from Kent?
Yes. So okay. He's a Kent State alum. He played baseball there. So we have a little bit of a rivalry going on.
Okay.
We hung posters in Athens and in Kent one, and Athens just had to go above Kent just so I could
fair enough.
Do that.
Absolutely. So tell us kind of about your job, what you do. You know, I think a lot of people when they go to games, whether it's high school or college or professional, they see a lot of reporters on the sidelines or up in the stands. So tell us a little bit about what you do in your job.
Yeah, well, every day is different. So we go out and we shoot highlights. We, you know, interview after games, but I'm really very digitally focused. So my job is to get things up on web as soon as possible. I kind of find the stories that are like maybe go beyond the highlights. You know, if a student athlete, you know, has overcome something or has a really cool talent or hobby. So those are the stories that I kind of like finding and telling.
Okay. All right. So when you, do you seek those out yourself or do you have people reach out to you? How does that usually work?
Yeah, I think when I first got here, I probably sent out like 100 emails to athletic directors. We also do have like a Report It sports page that actually a lot of people use. And that's where we get a lot of our stories from, people just saying, hey, check this out. This is happening. So,
okay. Well, I usually say this to the end, but like, how can people get in touch with you if they have a certain story they want to share?
Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, email me directly. My email is on our website, or even, you know, send me a Twitter DM. But there is also a Report It, like a tab at the top that you can click, and then I'll get that as well.
Okay. Is that WKBN Sports?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Were you an athlete growing up?
I was actually a competitive figure skater.
For 15 years.
Yeah. And I played soccer, but figure skating was my big thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow. So were you pretty into the Olympics just recently?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I watch figure skating all the time. Like I'm a huge hockey nut. So any like ice sport. So, but just with the time change, it was hard. But by the time I got home from work, I was like, okay, perfect. It's on at 2 in the morning. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. So how does one get into figure skating? Now, Northern New Jersey, kind of a colder climate like here. So how do you, because if I walk on, I've skated twice.
Twice,
and
it.
I think the first time I was literally on the ice more than I was on my feet. And the other time I felt like my ankles were like swollen afterwards because I just couldn't keep my balance. I'm like Bambi basically on ice. So how do you get into it? How do you get so good at it?
Well, one, I used to be a coach, so I could definitely help you out there.
Okay. Okay.
I just come from, my brother played hockey his whole life and my dad was his coach and my whole family is very hockey centric, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
A good way to put it. I guess where I grew up, there was an ice rink within every 5 mile radius. I just kind of was in the rink because of my brother and I wanted to try it out. Mm. Originally wanted to do hockey, but my dad thought I was too small and I'd probably get squished. So I transferred over to figure skating.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. That's really neat. That's really neat. Let me ask this. So you've been in Youngstown now for about a year now, you've said.
1 year. It's crazy.
1 year next month?
Yep. Is April 5th.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very nice. Well, happy early anniversary.
Thank you.
Do you have any favorite parts of Youngstown so far?
Yes, so I don't live in Youngstown. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard, but Mill Creek Park is really fun.
Sure.
I've been there a lot. But yeah, I haven't gotten, honestly, to explore too much. We do order a lot of food to the station. So I've gotten to try a couple different restaurants. But yeah, I haven't really gotten to explore the area too much yet.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Because, you're, you said, you're commuting still.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this too. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, so, the digital side or, the reporting side, what else might you be doing in your career, do you think?
That's a good question. I feel like I've always, ever since I was 8 or 9, I knew this is what I wanted to do. So I never had a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that scared my parents because I'm I'm going into journalism. And they're ooh, maybe you should have a plan B. I definitely think I would be doing maybe sports marketing or some sports PR for a team. Definitely still in sports.
Okay.
I never really had a plan B. So
no, that's cool. Well, hey, your plan A checked out.
Yeah,
so far. That's great. Do you have a preference, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the camera?
I don't think so. I think there's maybe this misconception that, we're always in front of the camera, but, mm-hmm. We go out and we shoot our own things and we edit and we voice it and we write the web story. So we kind of do everything.
Sure.
I really don't have a preference. I think if I'm in front of the camera, I think my biggest passion is interviewing after a game, live mm-hmm. or something. I used to be a sideline reporter, so that was kind of really fun. I don't really think I have a preference. I kind of both sides of it.
Yeah.
It's nice to change it up every once in
sure,
a while.
Sure, sure. Do you ever have any run-ins on the sideline? A lot of times on the football sidelines, there's, you see people getting taken out every now and then. That ever happen?
That hasn't been me yet. Basketball, though, this one school has a very tiny gym. So mm-hmm. the baseline is right where they're running at you. I have had a couple run-ins there, but luckily not football, because I don't think I would survive that.
Yeah, with the pads and the helmet, not ideal. So I'm going to just throw some sports topics at you, but kind of personalize them. So name, image, and likeness is a big thing mm-hmm. in college sports now. So players can make money off of their likeness. And apparently that might be coming to high school.
Yeah, I saw that. So that would be interesting.
What's your thoughts on that? I guess coming to the high school level.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get college because I feel especially jerseys, Ohio State, for instance, it's such a big moneymaker for mm-hmm. them. I feel like the athletes weren't being paid. High school, I'm kind of, you're not fully maybe the most mature, or you're kind of going through that. And it's are you ready to kind of make a deal like that when you're, 14 or 15?
Right.
So I think there's a lot of options to consider. And also I don't really know if the money would be there for a high school sport, mm-hmm. but high school football here is really big. I've lived everywhere and in this Friday nights are absolutely crazy. So
yeah.
I could maybe see it. But I think it'd be great if more states, it could kind of just can't be limited to one. Maybe.
Sure. Sure.
But yeah, I think that's really interesting. I don't know. And looking back to me in high school, I don't know if I was ready to make a deal with a company like that.
All right. Well, that's perfect. Cause that leads to my next question.
Okay.
So Danny, who is a high school figure skater / soccer player, a company approaches you to endorse any product. Do you have an idea of a product that you might want to endorse?
Oh my gosh. In high school, I'm not sure. Now, 100% it would be Cane's because I'm obsessed with
raising Cane's chicken. Okay.
High school, I don't know. I don't know about high school. I'm looking back, I don't know. But now I would probably say Canes.
That's interesting. Okay.
I had it in college because I used to work in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And then I moved away for so many years that I'm still like on a Canes kick.
It's hardcore. I've had it one time and I get it.
It's the sauce.
Yeah.
It's the sauce. But if I could probably bottle that and buy it.
It literally has like a cult following though. People love that stuff.
Me.
Okay. You're in the Canes cult. Okay. All right. I'm gonna throw some random questions at you as well as sports questions. So St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're big into that. Some people are really into that. Where do you stand on that?
I think in college it was really fun. Mm-hmm. Like I went to OU, so they kind of make a little holiday out of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm an adult. I'm like, okay, so, I have to go to work.
All right. So let me ask this then. Is St. Patrick's Day overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
I think properly rated.
Okay.
But I feel like you need to maybe celebrate it on the weekend, like, you know, random Wednesdays.
Sure.
That's hard for a lot of people to do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a feeling this year it's going to be extra insane. One, it's supposed to be 70 degrees. Two, the NCAA tournament starts that day. Three, I think with COVID, like people have been bottled up for so long, it's just going to be like amateur hour. So it should be interesting. It should be interesting. All right. So have you seen, it's kind of like the latest trend, or at least last week it was, are there more doors in the world or more wheels? Have you seen that?
Oh my gosh, no.
Okay. So this was like a big thing on social media last week. Someone asked the question and I don't know how it became so viral, but they posed the question, are there more doors in the world or more wheels, like for cars or whatever? Mm-hmm. So if you had to answer that, what do you think?
I feel doors.
I think I lean doors too.
You think of a house, it's like you have what, two cars.
Right.
But then how many rooms do you have in your house? And like you have garage doors. I think it's doors.
Yeah. Random question, but I felt like I had to ask you because it was trending in the last week. So, all right. You mentioned you're big into hockey.
Yes.
So I'll ask some hockey stuff in a little bit, but you know, because that's definitely not my forte, but all right, you got to start one, bench one, and cut one of these sports.
Okay.
So baseball, basketball, football, the three kind of major sports, at least most people would consider. If you got to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Are we going off of just my fandom?
It's
funny, sometimes covering sports that I like are not. I do not like covering them.
Interesting. Okay. You can elaborate on that too if you want, or you can go both ways.
Like I just feel like I played soccer my whole life. I love soccer, but sometimes shooting it, like it could be like a 0-0 game halfway mm-hmm. through. Like, oh my goodness, I have no highlights. But then basketball, you're there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So many. But I guess I would, so what was it? Bench one.
You got to start one.
Start one.
So it's kind of like keep one, you know, put one on the bench and like one's got to go.
I would definitely keep baseball.
Okay.
Probably put football on the bench and then basketball. I would unfortunately have to cut.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, I mean, it's a tough decision.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do it. So, okay. This is a very slippery slope here. Okay. So I'm not going to put you, you can choose to answer this. You can pass, whatever. Now the whole Deshaun Watson thing is going on right now. Joe and I were talking about it before, and apparently the Browns took a plane and they're down there meeting with him mm-hmm. and all these, you know, off the field stuff, which we're not going to get into, mm-hmm. but, what are your thoughts on that situation? Like these other teams want him, but there's obviously some legal issues that, and you as a female too, I'm not sure if your opinion differs than mine. So just curious.
I think the NFL in general is a little with its rules, like punishing some people for certain things and like a lot of domestic violence, as we've seen, you know, they're still playing. I mean, I do think it is a slippery slope, but you know, 22 accusations, all 22 cannot be false in a way. I think the Browns are smart knowing that they would get backlash. I think mm-hmm. they currently still are. At the end of the day, it is a business, which is really sad. So I'm kind of, you know, I am a female and I have my feelings towards it, but I do understand as a whole, you want to play to win mm-hmm. and not necessarily enjoy the character of all your players, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I think they will lose some fans, mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they're just trying to make money and trying to win. So can kind of see both sides of it. Do I agree with it? Probably not, but
you know what? I think I'm going to bottle that answer and use it for myself too, because, you know, as a male, it's one of those things I don't want to take a side, but like you said, it's like, it's a business. Mm-hmm. You want to make your team better, but you also want to, you know, toe that morality line too. So yeah.
I think it'll be interesting the next couple of days.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Stay tuned, I guess, for that. All right. So another player in the NFL recently had some legal trouble. Calvin Ridley of the Falcons mm-hmm. was suspended for a year for gambling yes. on apparently he did it several parlays on teams, including his own, which he bet for.
Yeah.
But being suspended.
Better than betting against.
Exactly. So what's your thoughts on that situation?
I mean, it's a rule and you know you're not supposed to, but kind of like I mentioned, you know, he's being suspended a year mm-hmm. when there's been other violations of like domestic violence and other things, and those players are still playing. So I think just going forward, it needs to be like a clear cut, you know, mm-hmm. this is what's happening punishment.
Yeah.
So I think it is confusing because, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't like he was, you know, shaving points or anything.
Sure.
So yeah, I just think maybe the rules and punishments as a whole needs to be looked at because it is just confusing for people.
Yeah. Right.
Why does he get this? And then someone that did something, you know, worth jail time gets this.
So. Exactly. Great point. Great point. All right. So another story over the weekend, Greg Popovich, San Antonio Spurs head coach, just set the record for most wins in an NBA season. Most wins as an NBA head coach in mm-hmm. his career. Now, this is a tricky question.
Okay.
This could be for any sport.
Okay.
If you could pick one player or one coach to have a drink with that could like just open up and tell you anything you wanted, do you have one in mind or that you could think of that you could pick?
I mean, I am a really big hockey nut, so maybe like Herb Brooks, maybe.
Okay.
Or like a Wayne Gretzky, because that would be just
yes.
awesome. I actually, funny story, I interviewed in college for this National Honor Society. There's so many of us. They had three of us, you know, all interviewing together. And I went first for this question. It was like, who would you want to have dinner with? Mm-hmm. And I think I was like 100% Wayne Gretzky. And everyone after me was like, Jesus, or the Pope, or the Pope. And I was like, oh my goodness.
He's
like,
Jesus on ice.
I did not get it. So. That's what that question reminds me of. I was mortified.
That's all right, though. It shows your personality.
That's where my brain went.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's good. And this being a sports show, you know, figured directed towards sports. All right. Daylight savings time.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So we just went into daylight savings mm-hmm. time. So we spring forward, you know, you lose the hour of sleep, whatever, but it's light later now. Mm-hmm. So. Would you, and apparently there's legislation right now in Congress that they're thinking about either like doing away with standard time and going to daylight savings time.
Okay.
What would your opinions on that be?
I do like how it's light out. I also, you know, did not like sleeping in like I normally do and waking up like an hour later.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't know. I do like, I hate driving to work. Like, it's just so dark.
Sure.
So I think I'm okay with where we're at now. I think, you know, the sun sets at like 7:30,
which
is great.
Right.
But I'm a night owl and I really don't sleep that well anyway.
Okay.
So I don't think it affects me too much.
What is, like, what's your typical, like, work day, like, hour-wise? Like, what do you usually work?
So I go to work 3:45 until 11:45.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tuesday through Saturday, but that's constantly changing with mm-hmm. games being played earlier and some tournament games on the weekends and stuff. But that's usually, I guess, the set.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. This one is so random, but somebody else posed it for me. If you had to rank the days of the week,
okay.
So Monday through Sunday, however you want to rank them, what would your least favorite to favorite day be?
Okay, well, my schedule I normally have off, like Sundays are my Saturdays, so I think I would rank Sunday first just because it's my first off day.
Okay.
I hate Thursdays.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like it's the middle of my week and it's like there's so much going on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with games and everything. And Thursdays, like the, we're like almost there, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
So I think Thursdays.
Okay. No, that's really cool. Cause I like to see different people's opinions on that thing for me, except for today. Tuesday is usually my, for whatever reason, Tuesday, I think it goes back to like, you know, being in school and stuff. It was like Tuesday. It was like, yeah, Monday's okay. You can suck it up. But then it's like, oh, Tuesday. It's like the next day, the day after the day. So, okay. Do you have a bucket list sporting event that you would want to attend? If you could pick any sporting event, or whether it's working or just going as a fan, if you could pick one thing, what would it be?
I used to always think, when I first started off in this career, like once I've made it to the Olympics, like that was end game for me. That was like the goal, covering like Olympic hockey.
Okay.
Doesn't even have to be Team USA, but just that's when I'm like, okay, I've made it. I've done what I've wanted to do in this career.
Okay. So Olympic hockey. Mm-hmm. All right. Very nice. Okay. Do you have a favorite sports movie?
I mean, I love Happy Gilmore.
It's okay.
One that can quote and
who
the
doesn't?
Most.
Exactly. A classic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Walk-up song. So you mentioned your fiance played baseball. I don't know if in college they did that, where they had a walk-up song.
I think he wants us to like enter our wedding.
Okay.
So his last name is Miklos. So they used to call him Mick. So it's like, it's tricky because he was Tricky Mick.
Okay. Okay.
So that was his.
All right. And what would yours be, or would it be the same?
Definitely not that one. I've heard that one probably way too much in the last 3 years.
That's fair. That's fair.
Probably something by like Bruce Springsteen, just because of being from Jersey.
Okay.
So probably something like that.
All right. All right. Very good. We're going to come back to the Jersey thing in a minute. Guardians. So the Cleveland Guardians now, or the Washington Commanders, new nickname instead of the football team and previously the Redskins. Which one do you like better out of those two?
I feel like probably the Guardians, I get it. Like, they kind of pitched it well to their fans of why it's named this. They also didn't go on, like, a hiatus with no name for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I think just the expectations for Washington were so high because it was like, okay, like, they're finally getting a name after not having one for a full season. And it maybe was a bit of a letdown.
Okay.
To some people. But, yeah, I think I like Guardians a little bit better.
Okay.
Now that it's, like, settled in.
Sure. It's kind of nice because the lockout's finally over. It looks like Major League Baseball is going to start in a couple weeks, and that'll be kind of settle back in and get to normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite sports time of the year? A lot of people would say this time is like the best time because there's the Masters coming up, there's March Madness, the baseball starting, you know. Do you have a favorite time of the year for that?
October. I know it's random.
No, that's
just hockey playoffs and like baseball and like kind of just, you know, season starting and everything. Like hockey's finally here and baseball's winding down and like basketball starting. And I just think, you know, that's just for me, like NHL opening day is like Christmas. Like I get so excited. I just think it's just a really fun month.
Okay. All right. So before I get into the New Jersey stuff with you, I want you to sell me or sell someone watching on the sport of hockey, because we don't talk about hockey very often on here.
It's not that big around here. I mean, it is like there's the Phantoms and people. I know Penguins fans or Blue Jackets, but yeah, it's not as big around here. Like, I mean, I lived in North Dakota specifically covering college hockey. So it's a bit of
and it's huge there, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. Their ice rink for their college team is like 20,000 marble floors, leather seats.
Wow.
Amazing.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really big there.
So sell me on the sport. Why is it so popular, and like why should more people attend?
I think you have to sell, like you have to go to it live. I think live is so much better. It's just like a crazy atmosphere. I think hockey fans are some of the craziest, most fun people. But I mean, just during a game, it's very fast. And I think that kind of scares a lot of people watching from home because it's just so fast.
Sure.
And there's so many rules like offsides. You don't know what's happening.
Right.
But I think when you're there, you can actually kind of get into it, and fans are screaming and there's people fighting each other, and it's just like the environment is kind of what sold me when I was younger, because I love that. So I think on TV, it's a little scary just because, mm-hmm. you know, the puck is so tiny and you can't follow it. And there's icing and people are like, what is icing?
Right.
I think when you're there and can kind of feel everything, I think it's so much better.
Okay. All right.
But it can be confusing. And I definitely get that.
Yes. Yeah. But like you said, we have the Phantoms right down the street. Pittsburgh Penguins not too far away. Columbus Blue Jackets not too far away. And were you a Jersey Devil fan when you grew up?
No, I have really good taste, so I wasn't. My dad is from Brooklyn. He's a diehard Rangers fan.
Okay.
So I grew up a really big Rangers fan.
Were you like big Mark Messier? Or who
was
your...
I think growing up, like Henrik Lundqvist, he mm-hmm. was kind of my, like, the god. King of New York. But yeah, when I really started getting into it, he was like the Ranger that I like loved. But yeah, it's definitely something that my family bonds over. So that's really fun.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So I'm going to throw some trivia at you from New Jersey. Northern New Jersey. You said you kind of grew up in.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off. I think it's easy because I knew this one, but the nickname of New Jersey.
The Garden State.
Okay. One for one. Do you know the state animal of New Jersey? This can be sports related too, I guess.
I think that hint was supposed to help me and it just kind of like threw me through a loop. I have no idea.
It is a horse.
I would have never gotten that.
All right, that's all right. One for two. The first baseball game ever played was in the state of New Jersey. Do you know what city?
Hoboken.
You are right. Very good. Ooh. Isn't that right across the river from New York?
Yeah, okay. You can see the skyline and everything.
All right, two for three. All right, this famous game is modeled after the streets in Atlantic City. It's a board
Monopoly.
Game. Very good. Three of four. This player from the Anaheim Angels is from Vineland, New Jersey, and when healthy is considered one of the best players in the game. Anaheim Angels. He's a center fielder. He's former MVP.
Trout?
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Mike Trout. Four
and
or five.
Actually not. No, I did know that. That's more south. We're like two different states.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Vineland is south. Okay. All right. This NBA legend is from Newark and won world championships with the Lakers and Miami Heat. He also played for the Cavs. He played for the Celtics. He played for LSU in college.
Oh, my goodness. I, growing up a hockey fan, I really was way more into college basketball, but I never watched the NBA, really, because it was the same season.
Sure.
So I have... no idea.
It is Shaquille O'Neal.
I was going to say Shaq. I was like, is he from Jersey?
That's okay. That's all right. The first ever college football game was also played in New Jersey in 1869. It was played between both of these two New Jersey schools.
Rutgers.
Rutgers is one.
Okay, I got the one. Easy one.
The other one is
Princeton? And I
yes, very good.
Woohoo.
Very good.
Like, okay.
And good Princeton apparently used to be called the College of New Jersey before it was Princeton.
And
so
now we have the college. Fun facts, trivia. The College of New Jersey is the only university that abbreviates the TCNJ.
Hmm.
I mean Ohio State kind of.
The little lowercase T, yeah. Okay. Interesting. I like that. All right, this one right up your alley. This one's super easy. I'll just read it, even though you already got it. This state's NHL, so New Jersey's NHL team, is named after this mythological creature.
The Devils.
Yes. Which apparently the New Jersey Devil is a thing in New Jersey. It's like a myth.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, for sure. There's like a book of scary New Jersey things. Yeah. The state's haunted.
I was curious. So I did some research on it and looked it up because I was like, New Jersey Devil, that's just a mascot they picked. But apparently this woman, like hundreds of years ago, had 13 kids and the 13 was born like half horse, half kid, half goat.
Maybe
or
that's why the
something.
State animal's a horse.
Yeah. So very scary there. Okay. New Jersey has the most blank in the world, and it's a type of restaurant.
Pizzerias or delis?
Neither. It's diners.
Oh, I
diners.
That.
So
yeah,
apparently
it's 24/7.
Yes, but pizza, so I mean, probably per capita, you're probably right with pizza places, because I think New Jersey's like the most densely populated state for sure. All right. And this famous inventor, who was born in Ohio, worked on inventions often in his New Jersey lab. We would not have electricity right now.
Einstein?
Not Einstein.
Einstein.
Joe, do you know this trivia question? This famous inventor.
Feel better. I didn't. Science and history was not my favorite.
This famous inventor, born in Ohio, worked on inventions often in his New Jersey lab. Not Einstein. Joe, you listening?
He's like, I'm not answering this.
Oh. It does begin with an E. It's Thomas Edison.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's who I was thinking of.
No, but that's good. That's good. So not bad. I think you got 7 out of 10. Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. So, Danny, tell us one more time how people can get a hold of you if they want to contact you for a story, or maybe they want to reach out for a sports question or something like that.
Yeah. You can always go on WKBN.com, and there is a report it tab at the top that if you want to send a story idea, there's, I think, a report it sports tab. Also, if you go into the bios on our website, my email is linked right there where you can send me an email, or you can just follow me on Twitter or even Instagram. I usually respond to DMs like that. It's okay. Danny and then underscore my last name, Podlosky.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Danny, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know, you know, like you said, you commuted. You even came in early. We appreciate that. So thank you. We look forward to following you and your stories. And we're glad you're here in Ohio. I know it's not California. I know it's not New Jersey.
The weather's getting better, so it's not too bad.
Well, there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel. So Danny Podlosky, thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us. We will talk to you guys next week. Everybody have a safe St. Patrick's Day and enjoy the March Madness tournament.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the